Mercury. Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun. That also makes it the hottest. The most interesting thing about Mercury is that it spins very slowly, at more or less the same speed as it moves around the Sun. By the time Mercury has orbited around the Sun twice, it has only revolved around its own axis three times. Because the days and nights on Mercury are so long, one side of the planet is burning hot, while the other is freezing cold. That is why there is a temperature difference of about 1,000 degrees Celsius between night and day on Mercury. Venus. The next planet we come across as we move away from the Sun is Venus. After the Sun and the Moon, Venus is the brightest heavenly body in the sky. Venus is burning hot. It has volcanoes on its surface that are constantly erupting. Temperatures on its surface are as high as 450 degrees Celsius. That is enough to melt some metal. Another feature of Venus is its thick atmosphere, consisting of a dense layer of carbon dioxide. There are also layers of acid, several kilometers thick in its atmosphere. That means that there is a constant stream of deadly acid rain on the planet. If we could step onto the surface of Venus, we would die on the spot. The Earth. The blue planet we see after Venus is our Earth. Which is the only planet whose surface permits anything to live on it. Mars. Mars is a dead planet like all the others except Earth. Nothing can live on it. There are a number of reasons for this. First, the atmosphere on Mars is toxic, and it has a high level of carbon dioxide. Second, there is no water on the planet's surface. Third, the temperature on Mars is approximately minus 53 degrees Celsius. And fourth, there are very powerful winds and sandstorms on Mars that last for months at a time. Jupiter. We have now arrived at Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. Do you see how small the Earth looks? We might like to stop and have a rest here, but that is not possible. Why? This is because Jupiter is a giant ball consisting of gas, and there is no firm land on it. The diameter of Jupiter is 11 times greater than that of the Earth. 1,300 Earths could fit into Jupiter. Observers on Earth have known for the last 300 years that there is a large red spot on the surface of this giant planet. In recent times, it was realized that this red spot is nothing more than a storm, the size of two planet Earth. In other words, Jupiter is a planet with no firm land on it, with huge storms that last for hundreds of years, and on which nothing can live. Saturn. Saturn is best known for the rings around it. It is the second largest planet after Jupiter. These rings consist of gas and bits of rock. The temperature of this planet is too low for living things to survive. It is -178 degrees Celsius. If Saturn were to fall into a sufficiently big ocean, it would immediately return to the surface and start floating. Yet it is large enough to hold 750 of our Earths. So how could it float on water? That really puzzles me. The reason that Saturn could float is because this planet consists entirely of gases. It could float because it is very light. Uranus. Uranus is the third largest planet in the solar system. Its surface temperature is around -214 degrees Celsius. In other words, it is so cold we would freeze in just 1 second. Nothing could breathe in its atmosphere because it consists of poisonous gases. Neptune. The next planet we come to as we move along through the solar system is Neptune. The diameter of Neptune is 4 times larger than that of the Earth. Its atmosphere, made up of gases, would be poisonous to us. Very powerful storms also rage on the planet's surface, at speeds of up to 2,000 kilometers. This planet is very cold, with a surface temperature of around -218 degrees Celsius. Everything we have seen so far points to one very important fact. Apart from our Earth, none of the planets in the solar system are capable of sustaining life, and each is a dead and silent body. Our Earth, on the other hand, is a brightly colored planet with everything necessary for life. With its bright green forests and deep blue seas, it looks really beautiful from space. God has created our world in such a way that we human beings and other life forms can all live on it. This fact is set out in the Quran, revealed by God as a guide for us. It is He who made the earth a couch for you and the sky a dome. He sends down water from the sky, and by it brings forth fruits for your provision.